Thursday, February 5th at Dr. Pepper Star Center in Frisco. Be there from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:36 is the time. Well, every time we go on a road trip and we have the skydiving chief with us, particularly at the Super Bowl, we end the trip with a montage of sounds from the road. Mm-hmm. And these have become legendary over the years. So let's see what the chief has put together to end this year's Super Bowl trip. Here is this year's trip-ending montage.
This is our three words of wisdom for today to do a good show.
Keep on trucking with hot sports talk.
Put on a smiley face. Sports is fun. And
send your buddy with a fiery HSO.
With fiery HSO.
The actual field is not covered. They relegate everything to one sideline.
Yeah, it's just one sideline.
And against the... Thank you, Groob.
Good point, Groob.
You're setting the scene very well.
Groobs, give me a break. Little Hobbit, he does not need to be down here.
Thank you very much.
You realize that?
The largest nighttime
spot. In Dallas, though.
In America. No.
You realize in Dallas you hadn't showed up in 3 years?
You just found it out. In America. Not in the freaking metro.
What did we just find out?
But you haven't showed up in Dallas in 3 years.
You run your own radio station.
Have you shown up in 3 years? Have you shown up?
I haven't visited Dallas.
Oh, I just got shoved.
Whoa.
Wow.
Can you take him?
No, he didn't shove me. His giant black friend shoved me. Wow. And I'm not going to take him.
I am taking no chances either way.
I didn't bring any shorts.
Because I have been both ways on these Super Bowl trips in southern cities.
Absolutely.
Right. $5 for every uncomfortable question.
You have any stretch marks?
That's $5.
No. Corra.
Are those real? Are those real? Because you have really big boobs.
They are absolutely real.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have any nipple piercings?
That I cannot tell you that either.
I'm sure she's had a BM today.
Your tattoo, is it a tank tattoo?
It's a monkey.
Have you had a BM today?
I don't even know how to answer that one.
It's either yes or no.
How do I answer that one?
Have you ever rattled a fart off a church pew?
Click on my policy. Click on my privacypolicy.com. Click on my privacypolicy.com. You know what? We ain't doing no more of these. This is it. So they better get it and like this. This is it.
Have you guys ever encountered size discrimination
with my wife every night?
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
mic me off.
Oh my gosh.
I can see George.
Here, let me throw you a guitar.
Would you stop making it so cartoony?
Oh man, hit right in the head.
Ow! Itch!
I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. My dingus is bleeding.
I think that's the worst bit you've done since Fake Jimmy and Fake Jennifer Capriati.
Hi, I'm Susie Culver from ESPN.
Well, you hate Peter?
I don't hate Peter.
You dig Peter?
I dig Peter.
Would you kiss Peter?
Would you kiss Peter?
No.
Have you ever kissed Peter?
No. Never would kiss Peter.
You would never kiss Peter?
Have you seen Peter's teeth?
Wow, I've never seen that, no.
I didn't know they had them.
Weird male condition.
Oh, dear.
Now, when you're prepping for a Super Bowl such as this one, not so much one of the other ones, but maybe more this one, when you start to go through your preparations?
It's pretty much the same. It's a little more expectation.
And I know you've had some problems in your past, what with the blood and the underwear business that made so much news. What do you see as the key to your game?
Just going out there and making as serious mistakes as possible.
Okay.
Ask her if she saves her BMs.
No.
Do you guys jar your BMs or anything?
Oh, no.
Do we wet our BMs?
Oh, no.
Your beat. What did you just think I said?
Maybe. Just tell her to say snake.
Just say snake.
Snake.
Tell her to say cobra.
That's a cobra.
Now say cobra.
Cobra. Original. Oh, we're having really serious football questions.
Yeah. Right.
Football.
Yeah. You guys were picked up late in the season by Bill Belichick for the Super Bowl run, I guess, for insurance at both positions.
Yeah. I haven't brought in the backup deep snapper. But I can't even deep snap anymore.
Can't.
I've gotten so big, I can't get the ball through my thighs anymore.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I have my fat ass, and I cannot deep snap.
I keep telling you, low carbs.
Well, I know.
Oh, I have too much doo-doo in my pants, Miss So-and-so.
Too much.
Yeah, what is that?
As if there's a certain amount.
Yeah, these players today,
they're just not what they were in my day. In fact, in Super Bowl I, when I tackled Bart Starr, I cut off one of his nuts.
Oh, jeez.
That's how tough we were. How about that?
Is it falling out?
No. It only falls out because I let it get really curly, and I picked the little, what do they call it, cuckabugs.
Excuse me, what are they called?
Cuckabugs.
It's 9:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, broadcasting live from the Super Bowl in Houston, Texas, the biggest toilet of a city in all of America.
Have any of the three of you had the clap in the last 6 months?
What?
The clap.
Crap.
Yeah.
No, it's a two-seater. Good heavens, you'd have to grease down Andy Panda to get him in there.
Jake, what's your favorite sport?
Riding back.
He hates me.
All right, get out of there.
There's only one.
Divide by two.
No, you got to go. You got to go to the middle of the field. There's only one midfield.
Oh. All right, Groobs, you want to make yourself useful?
That'd be a first.
I might still be drunk. I'm not sure.
I am now in a break-even mode for this month.
On what?
I will do no worse than break even.
On what?
As this is the 28th, and I've already shit 31 times. That assures me of breaking even for the month. If I don't shit any more the rest of the month, I'm still going to break even.
Do you keep a shit journal, or is this just a loose count?
It's a journal. I can tell you when it happened. I rate it in degree of difficulty. And I judge it according to texture, color, and stench factor.
Wow. So that way you know what you're eating, how it's affecting you?
Right.
Yeah, do you rank them? I mean, do you have a
scale? No, I don't really rank
scale?
Them. I don't really rank them. They're all good.
The Pro Bowl turd?
Yes, I log the time. I log the date and time and where I did it at. Color?
Do you keep this in a secret journal in case maybe someone in the family discovers it and wonders what you're doing, rating your poo?
They know I do it.
Buddy, you're a rich man, rich man, rich man. Buddy, you're a rich man. Do all the things. Got mud on your face, blood on your face, mud on your face, blood on your face.
All right.
You got mud on your face, blood on your face, mud on your face, blood on your face.
Hey.
Three, two. Hi, I'm Susie Culver from ESPN. I love you, Grego. That's original. I'm kidding. Hi.
Dude, if we had ice cubes sitting next to me, I might need a stopwatch.
God.
Well, I'll buy the stopwatch and hold the towel.
No beach towel.
Now give it up for George.
Hey, yo.
the NFL gossip columnist for Pro Football Weekly. Good morning.
How are you guys? How are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming by.
A Panther defensive tackle, Kendall Moorhead, was seen walking in the Hilton lobby with an impressive chiffon pirate shirt by Donna Karan.
Only you would notice something like that.
Autograph seekers asked if they could have his meaty John Hancock on a souvenir football, to which Kendall lovingly obliged. When it comes to good guys in the NFL, if someone asked me, Moorhead, I'd say, you bet, big boy.
Damn you, Dad. Ooh. How are you?
Were you rolling on that, Rob?
Were you rolling just then, Rob?
So is a Super Bowl always what you dwell on, even within this sea of madness that we have here, so you're thinking about it?
I believe so, because, you know, you work so hard all year, and it's so hard to get here.
So is the focus there, even though you have to deal with people like me and extracurricular things like that? The game's always top of mind?
I believe so, yeah. You've got a team here, a successful team. You've got great leadership in Coach Belichick.
Hey, George, I don't think you're doing good show prep when you're on QuickDrawMcGraw.com for the whole day.
I've been on it for five.
QuickDrawMcGraw.com, yeah.
Oh, wow, look at there, Bubba Louie.
Yeah, let me go and start looking at a girl throwing up in another girl's mouth. That'll get me ready to do the show.
That was 3 years ago.
And you can see 2020, and I believe Dr. Booth has the 2020 or it's free guarantee.
Yes, I can see better than 2020.
You're creeping me out.
Willie, kick some ass out there. Okay, we're counting on you.
All right.
Okay.
We're counting on
you. All right, we had one of my guests on, Ron. Let's put that down.
Yes, we did.
That's our first guest.
I said we get married and we raise a family. Thank you very much.
You think they got it? Oh, you think you got it? But you got it, just don't get it. There's nothing at all.
His body is definitely a temple.
That's the bigger dingus.
What'd you say, Greg?
I dare you.
No.
My do
goodness.
It.
No. No. All right, hey, Sterling.
I dare you.
You look good. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. There ain't no way in hell.
Come on, snake.
Oh, wait. They're calling my name. I guess I must say it.
Well, I think we found the limit of just how far the snake is willing to go.
Hey, man. Does your brother have a bigger wiener than you?
Stop it.
Okay.
Make me sound normal.
You do. Where is he? Hey, go over and talk to him real quick.
Where is he?
In the yellow sweatshirt right there.
Go, go, go.
He's
right
walking
there.
Away from us.
Okay, hurry.
Oh, no. This is the man who hates the ticket more than anybody on earth.
We could have
it's nasty. Contact.
Hey, Nasty, can we talk to you for a moment?
No. Go f*** off.
Oh.
Whoa. I'm kidding.
We gotta go.
Jar your
beer. Oh my! Look at the time. One. Look at the time.
All right, the Rage Report is next.
Thanks for email.
Hey, Grego, it's Susie Culver. Just wanted to wish you a happy 44th birthday. I love you too.
And he makes sure he instructs all his sales staff to treat you with extra special care.
I'm bloody.
So, what's that?
I think Craig said he was bloody, Gordo.
Lady Norm sure looks pretty in this bride's dress.
Well, Lady Norm, would you like to go out for a summer's walk?
You will make the first on-air reference to oil Derek Norm.
Hello, Georgia Craig and Captain Beefheart.
Thank you.
We're going to have somebody go ask you.
I know. Groobs? I'll do it. You know, just say, yeah.
Like this one guy in there, long stringy hair, blue jeans, a wife beater, and sweatbands.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Sweatbands?
Right.
What the hell do they need sweatbands for?
Doing some sweating.
He sweats a lot.
He's well, like trash. He just got through drumming for sticks.
Yeah.
All right, what you got going today, Norm?
We're going to try. When you say make as serious a mistake as possible, what kind of mistake would that be?
Oh, no.
He hung up on it.
Well, as he should.
Good luck, Groups.
There's Gil. Looks like about 180 years.
He's about an year.
You gonna get drunk tonight?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I've been up since 5.
You need to get drunk. I'm gonna go get drunk tonight.
It's all he's done the whole time since he's been here.
No!
Do you guys jar your BMs or anything?
Oh, no!
Have you ever rattled a fart off a church pew?
That's gonna make montage.
I'm kidding.
Wow.
Wow. Hardcore.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
All right, that is the trip-ending montage.
Good job, Robbie.
Yes, outstanding, Chief. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. That next here on The Ticket.